This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Powell. The president-elect is finally the president-elect.
Gracia reporting the Biden team can finally begin the transition process. The certification of Democrat Joe Biden's win in Michigan Monday appeared to be the domino that finally pushed the Trump administration to allow the long-awaited transition process to begin. After the Michigan certification, the General Services Administration ascertained Biden is the apparent winner of the election. President Donald Trump then tweeted a recommendation for GSA and his team to cooperate on the transition while still vowing to fight the election results. The ascertainment by GSA Administrator Emily Murphy is more than a formality. It frees up funds for the transition and allows Biden's team to begin installing transition personnel at federal agencies. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden will be receiving information about classified threats to national security, covert military operations, and pending decisions to possible forces by the military. U.S. President-elect is holding an event today to introduce the individuals he plans to nominate for top diplomatic and national security posts in his administration. The group includes Antony Blinken, one of Biden's closest foreign affairs advisors, as the choice for Secretary of State. According to news reports, 74-year-old Janet Yellen, the former chair of the Federal Reserve, would be nominated as Biden's Treasury Secretary. As the first reported in the New York Times, Yellen would be the first woman to lead the U.S. Treasury. Here in the U.S., COVID remains the hot topic, as it is all over the world. In a teleconference, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the government will start shipping Regeneron Pharmaceuticals' experimental antibody drug to hospitals right away.
Expect to distribute about 30,000 doses of the Regeneron product tomorrow, with more to come in the ensuing weeks.